In some of the reporting you've seen, it people are trying to say that we've walked away from site permit legislation. Let me be very clear, and actually this is, I'm saying this on behalf of the investor-owned utilities in the state, the cooperatives, and the municipals. I've been in contact with all of them, and we all remain strongly supportive of passage of site permit legislation. It's extraordinarily important for the future energy availability and reliability for the state of Missouri and preserving this important economic development option. Now, your question was, what are the next steps with this legislation? And what were the concerns last Friday? In terms of, what happened with the legislation, over a period of months, there were a number of, delay tactics, sent into committees where it wasn't heard and things like that. In the final hours and really, frankly, minutes of the legislative session, a bill was taken to the Senate floor that included about 50 pages, 48 pages, I guess, to be exact. And only four or five of the pages of that bill were the site permit. And we had some concerns with a few of the different pieces of the bill. And some of them were the same concerns that a number of senators brought up when it was debated on the floor. And so when we look at, next steps, now that session is over, it's our suggestion everybody take a deep breath and let's step back and look at that bill and give a lot of the different pieces of it a more thoughtful consideration. And obviously give legislators an opportunity to take a more thoughtful review of the different pieces in that bill.
So you are on board with Senator Kehoe and others who say that this definitely needs to be looked at again.
Well, if it's looked at again, immediately or in the next legislative session, I don't know that there's been a strong determination one way or the other there. What I can say is we absolutely support Senator Kehoe's leadership in this issue. And if the best way to move this to the next step, try to achieve passage sooner rather than later, is special session. Like I said, we support Senator Kehoe's leadership on this issue.
Now, if that does not happen and this does not get taken up in a special session, is it still a viable piece of legislation next year?
Well, we do take some risk. The different alliance partners have different time frames for when they would need generation. A number of neighboring states have passed legislation or had legislation in support of nuclear power. And there are alliance partners who have talked to potential, constructors of nuclear power, either large units or modular, smaller technology units in other states. And so as we push, final resolution of site permit legislation further into the future, you do take some risk that you lose alliance partners, and that decreases the likelihood that an in-state project works. So ideally, it would have passed this session. If you move it into the next session or the session after that, you see a marked reduction in the likelihood of an in-state project.
So there is some immediacy behind this measure.
Yes, I would say so.
Okay. From this point, the renewable parts that were added on, like you said, the additional, 44 pages or thereabouts, you think that needs to be looked at more and you have some concerns about it. You're not saying that it's all bad at this point. You're just saying it needs to be looked at.
Yeah, that's an excellent question, by the way. If you look at the other pieces of the legislation, there's a provision in there for additional funding for the Office of Public Counsel. And actually, a number of different versions of legislation were out there, being considered during the session, and a number of them had assessment funding levels for the Office of Public Counsel. We had proposed legislation that would have funded them at greater funding levels than even the Office of Public Counsel saw at last legislative session. There were some people pushing for significantly higher funding levels than even what Office of the Council had asked for the previous session. We think that's a topic that, and like we've said before, we think that's an important topic for a full and fair debate on the Senate and House floor. And in terms of the renewable energy standard bill, what was being discussed included, you know, $800 to $900 million of additional investment in renewable energy resources, you know, sooner in the state of Missouri than they would occur under the previously passed Prop C several years ago. That sort of investment in renewable energy resources does have some rate impacts. And there are some other provisions in the bill in terms of how different customer classes pick up the cost. And there's a carve-out in there for large industrial customers. They pay a little less, and other people pay more. And we think those kind of issues need to be part of a more thoughtful discussion with legislators to decide what's appropriate state policy to move forward in the state.
You mentioned, you know, a little bit of a cost reduction for certain industrial ratepayers. Was that added to abate the concerns of the big players who tried very hard to block this legislation, those being Monsanto, Ford Motor Company, Noranda, et cetera?
Yeah, I can't comment on that.
Okay. Do you feel like that consensus can be reached both, you know, from their side, from your side, and in the House and the Senate? Do you think that if there were more time given to all parties involved, that a compromise can be reached that kind of makes everyone happy on this measure?
You know, for 5 months I've been ever the optimist and hoping that that would be possible. And then I found, you know, I ran into a lot of delay tactics where bills were put to a committee with no expectation of being heard, and then they were heard and they were never exec'd out as we watched the days click away. I would say the House did bring the legislation up, passed it out of the Utilities Committee 21-4, and then later took an amendment to the House floor and passed it 121-21. From our visits with legislators in the Senate, it was very clear this had broad bipartisan support, really overwhelming support in both chambers. And the House, like I said, did take it up and pass both in committee and on the floor as an amendment on another bill. We have asked for months, we would like a full and fair debate of the issue. We have sat with stakeholders for numerous hours over a period of months to try to develop, you know, legislation that would bring all parties together. And, you know, I would like to be optimistic there would be a settlement there. I'm not ready to say there couldn't be, but I would say I think it'd be challenging just looking at the situation and the issues that would be up for discussion.
And so just to be clear, you know, I'm looking at the local headline here. It says Ameren no longer backs nuclear permit compromise. You know, I think a lot of readers would read that and say Ameren's saying, okay, no deal, all bets are off. And you're telling me that's not really the case, that you are supportive of going forward with the site permit, but have some concerns about other parts of that compromise language.
Yeah, that's probably a much more accurate way to put it. In looking at, you know, and there's been some media today on that and yesterday, and just to be very clear, I mean, looking at the, you know, the alliance, and this is the cooperatives, the municipals, the investor and utilities, and Ameren's a member of that alliance, we all strongly support site permit legislation. There were some concerns expressed, you know, frankly, weeks before the end of session, months really before the end of session. And then even the last day as this bill was being put together for debate on the Senate floor, which is the thing we've been seeking for months. But there were some portions of that legislation that caused us some concern. But, you know, in the interest of cooperation and getting a debate on the Senate floor, we did not oppose it going out there to be heard. And then when it was heard, some of the senators expressed some of the same concerns that we had. And so now that we're where we are at the end of session, this is an opportunity, like I said, take a breath and come back and look at the different pieces of that bill and decide how we move forward.